What's good? What's good? We are back. One and only Paul Masson live from Vietnam. And I'm about to react to this video with Joe and Jada. And they're interviewing Ty Dolla $ign. And they get into talking about musicians that do weird things. And then they kind of get into an age limit on trying to make it in the music business. So let's get into it.
Anybody you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
Shit, I want to work with Lady Gaga. I ain't never did a song with Lady Gaga.
Good.
She one of the greats.
She one of the greats, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit off the weird shit now. You know what I'm saying?
What you saying? Her shit weird?
Nah, I'm not saying. She's a little weird, but she is definitely
weird.
Very, very talented. I'm not reframing her.
Yeah,
but
musically
all that,
crazy.
You know, like,
style-wise crazy.
You see them now, like, oh, and all that shit. I'm like, yo, you know.
I got to stop for a second. I'm with Fat Joe on this. I'm with Joe. I'm not into the weird stuff. Not knocking it, but I'm not into it.
You know why? I'm a little bit off that.
What?
He said, do that again.
Artists acting with, like, and all that shit. All of that shit.
Can you give us an example?
What is that?
I don't know. Y'all trying to jam me up. I can't say that because one of the biggest artists of today, but I watched her perform recently and I was just like, yo, you know what? I'm kind of off trying to act like all that shit. Like, that was cute maybe when Nicki Minaj started that, but just stop trying to act crazy. Like, just you're very talented. Your music can speak for itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so,
let me stop right there, man. Yeah, that works for some people, man. Sometimes your music does speak for itself. But for the most part, man, that's not the case in the music industry, especially not in rap, what they call hip-hop, but it's not hip-hop, it's rap culture. Lot of weirdos, lot of dudes doing weird things, wearing skirts, carrying merces, I guess. Some of the hairstyles can tend to be weird. A lot of these rappers have to do weird stuff. They have to do not so normal stuff. They gotta be bold. Kind of like, you know, DaBaby. If DaBaby doesn't wear a diaper at South by Southwest. Grown man in a diaper wearing a chain at South by Southwest. If he doesn't do that, are we having a discussion about DaBaby being as big as he is? Some people got to do weird things. That's the thing. Sometimes people got to do weird things to get the attention to the music. Because, I mean, the music business is tough, man. It's tough. The oversaturation is crazy. Most unsigned artists don't have enough listeners and fan base to really demand anything like radio play or blog placements or Spotify editorial placements or Apple Music editorial placements or TikTok influencers just taking their music and posting, you know, content with it. Like, most of them don't have the listeners and fan base to really have any kind of leverage. Sometimes people got to do awkward, weird things to get attention. It's kind of like if Charleston White always says, he used to talk a different way back in the days. He was trying to get his message across, and he was trying to get his message across in a positive way, and it wasn't working. Nobody wants positive. They want negative content most of the time. They want controversial content most of the time. You know, that's just the nature of, you know, the human being. They want negative and controversial content. And weird kind of goes into controversial when you do weird things, you know. But let's keep it moving.
Some artists get caught up in that. Just like fashion. Like, just because you dress weird don't mean you fly.
Yeah,
but I've been seeing motherfuckers now just walking, looking weird, and they think they fly. It's like, no, dude,
Yeah, like the rappers wearing mini skirts. Nah, man, you ain't fly. You look emasculated, and I ain't even gonna say what you look like, cause YouTube's probably gonna flag the video if I say what you look like.
fucking weirdo. That's not a goal. You understand what I'm saying? So I just feel like just doing too much necessarily. Somebody I respect very much in R&B right now is Kehlani. I feel like she could have did it in the Brandy,
yeah,
Monica era. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for real music.
We all looking for real music. Well, not all of us. Let me take that back. We ain't all looking for real music. Because if we were all looking for real music, then some of these artists that are not really going to, they're not making classic music. They're not making music that has longevity, that's going to have good shelf life. They got fan base. I mean, you see how many people was at the NBA Youngboy shows and they're going crazy over this dude. I don't get it. I mean, it's music for degenerates. But I saw somebody talking today in a debate, and they were saying, if you can brainwash people into being degenerates, you can unbrainwash them as well. You know, but it seems like major labels only want to sign degenerate music artists for the most part. They don't want another J. Cole. They don't want another Kendrick. You know, they don't want those kind of artists. They prefer more of these rappers that make degenerate music. This pill popping music, which is degenerate music. You know, gang banging. What all that degenerate shit they rap about? Let's get into it.
It's
Kay been doing her shit for a long time, and I'm happy to see her. Well, she got a number one record now, right? Or it's almost number one. It's top five for sure.
I don't watch the charts no more. I'm old school, B.
I feel you on that, but like you said in the beginning, you looking for that supremacy, right?
She's yeah, finally she doing it.
Supremacy.
I think her voice, her tone, that music, that folded, that this that's not, that's Brandy.
Nah,
we
sure.
Had Brandy and Monica.
Yeah. It's for sure. She Brandy did a remix
that's like
that
the
folded
locks
too.
And Mall Deep.
Yeah.
Brandy, Monica. You know, we had fucking 112. What is this? Numbers in the pocket. I don't have a reason. Like, we had some shit.
Yeah.
And the problem I have is, and it's the same problem with young hip hop too. It's like everybody ain't in it.
He's still stuck. He's still stuck off that one.
Everybody just want a one hit. Everybody want a one hit. They don't want that. That real shit, the last 10.
I got to disagree with Joe on that. They don't even want that one hit, man. They don't even want that one hit. They just want to pump out as much music as they can to get as many streams as they can. And that's really it. Like most of these, this is the thing, man. Streaming has deceived people into thinking that a lot of these songs that get a lot of streams just because they chart on Billboard, that they actually really going to be like timeless hits. Like they're not really hit. It's really it's a misconception. It's a misconception because it's just like what I was saying on another video, that artists nowadays drop their album, like Taylor Swift. Her whole album charts on Billboard. Does that make all the songs hits? Are they all really hits? Every single song on the album is a hit just because it charted on Billboard? No, it's streaming is, you know, inflating the real value of the song. It's inflating the real value of the song. Yes, probably, you know, a few of the songs on the album are hits. They're hit singles or hit records. But to say that songs that are just album cuts, they're not even really made to be singles, are hit songs just because they charted on Billboard, just because she got a lot of streams, just because her album was the most played on streaming at that time, it really inflates what's really going on. And it's a misconception, and it could be misconstrued thinking that all these songs are hits just because they're getting a ton of streams and they're charting on Billboards. If, you know, people ain't playing them 10 years later, I hate to tell you, man, they're not hits.
in 20 years and all that.
And that's been the problem with music lately, especially with rap music, I feel like.
Yes.
Like a wave.
Yeah, somebody said it the other day. It's like, what used to be, it was like, it was Sahai the Prince. He was talking about back in the day, he used to be the real rap niggas and he used to be the street niggas. And then now, the street niggas want to be the rap niggas and shit.
You mean the rap really niggas suck. And the street niggas, like the street niggas from the street want to rap?
Yeah.
Man, I seen 50-year-olds
that don't really rap.
Talk off the cliff.
Yeah.
50-year-olds, real niggas bust they gun, put out a single, nigga. K-Slay used to call me and be like, yo, get your mans in them. Now I'm talking about gangsters. Guys, yeah. 20 years in jail, real dudes, this, that. All of a sudden, put out a single or something. I'm like, yo, my man. They used to call me like the gangster police. Like, they would call me and be like, yo, Joe, talk to them. They don't want to lose the whole legacy. Like, imagine the scariest dude in Yonkers all of a sudden, 54 years old, he want to drop a song.
Drop. Like,
bro, you should have did that shit at 20. No. This man said, I think it was Alchemist said, yo, there is no age limit. True when you've been doing it a while.
Right.
Let's stop right there. This is really why I want to react to this video. Alchemist said there's no age limit. And Fat Joe said, true, when you've been doing it for a while. And I totally agree with Fat Joe on this, because I've always said that let's just take rap music. This don't really apply to rock and everything else, because, you know, the rules are different. Like, the standards are different. Like, hip-hop gets held to different standards. So it's a young man's game of getting on, and it's an old man's game of staying on. That's my saying. And Fat Joe's basically reiterating and saying the same thing. Like, when you've been on for 10 years, when you've been on since you're 25, yeah, you still rap at 35. If you got fan base that's still, you know, consuming your music at a high level, if you're still getting paid to do shows, yeah. If you're still touring, still getting paid to do shows, people are still streaming your albums heavily, if they're still buying, you know, physical copies of CDs, cassettes, flash drives, merch, whatever, yeah. Yeah, but it's going to come a time where if you haven't established yourself in a position where you're making a living off of your music. See, this is the thing. The goal is to make a living off your music. Nobody gets to set the level of success for you. If your goal is to just make a living off your music and you do that, you're successful. And to make a decent living off of your music, you probably need to make about $100,000 or more a year to be able to pay all your bills comfortably and, you know, pay your rent and all that, mortgage, whatever it may be. And, you know, $100,000 a year is really a good minimal standard number for a person who's making a really decent living off of their music. And I know artists right now that do that, that tour constantly, making at least $100,000 or more a year. I know some that don't even tour and they get 100,000 worth of digital downloads per year between the albums and singles. They have about 10,000 fans, you know. And the goal is you want, like, typically 1,000 people spending $33.33 per every 3 to 4 months. Every 3 to 4 months, you want 1,000 people spending $33.33. That'll have you close to 100,000 right there. But getting on, like, if you're like past 35 and you haven't came close to making a living off of your music yet, your window is probably up. It's probably up. I don't see no guys making it after 40. Like, most of the guys that are that age that haven't made it to a major, because this is the thing, major labels ain't going to sign you after a certain age. That's a given. Major labels are not going to sign you after a certain age. That's a given. Because you're going to have to be super big at age. You're gonna have to become super big at age 35. I mean, humongously big at age 35. Out of the blue, for a major label to even consider it. They're gonna be signing young artists for the most part. So, I do think there's an age limit on establishing yourself in at least hip hop. At least hip hop, I think there is. You know, and when I mean establishing yourself, I mean making a living off of your music. And making a living off of your music doesn't mean paying some of your bills. It means paying all of your bills. So, yeah, let's hear a little bit more, though.
Don't come brand new 54 think a nigga gonna be playing your shit. They not playing your shit. Don't do that.
Oh, God.
This is
heaven.
Not the profession for you.
To enter.
Your time has passed.
You can't enter this shit old.
No! Not 50 years old and all that. I'm like, yo, you know how many times... I swear to God, my phone would ring. Rest in peace. Oh,
what is the latest age you can enter?
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Like, for me, right?
I'm saying, you started.
My shit didn't boom until I was 27.
That's cool.
No, that's
a great
age. A lot
age.
Of niggas that...
27's fine, man. 27 is literally 6 years before 35. That means you've been in the game for over a half a decade. Easy. Over half a decade, easy. Touring, doing shows, generating revenue off of streams or whatever it may be, merchandise. But we're talking about guys trying to make it in this... 35 years old and they still ain't made it yet. They're still not making a living off of their music. Or 35 and up. Nobody's saying stop making music because you're 40 or 50 if you've been in the game for 20 something years. And some people actually are saying that. But that's just young motherfuckers that are just, you know, hating ignorant ass motherfuckers. If you've been in the game for 20 years, making a living for 20 years, I don't care how old you are, you keep doing it until you can't do it no more. But trying to make it and being already established for 20 years is two different things.
That's like
I don't care. I think, anyway. some rappers, I think yeah. 2 Chainz.
Jay-Z, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross.
Got yeah. One of the 2 Chainz, but he started early. He just came back and popped.
And that doesn't count. 2 Chainz was already signed to a major label. 2 Chainz already had a hit record with Lil Wayne on the hook. He had already toured, making money off of shows. He just basically changed his name and, you know, rebranded. But he was already in the industry making a living. And Jay-Z, yeah, Jay-Z was kind of older, but Jay-Z... And this is the thing. The only way it's going to work for you being 35 and up is if you stay independent. If you stay independent. Because like I said, major labels ain't going to touch you. They're not going to touch you. They're not going to sign a guy who's 35 years old and making it for his first time or over 35. You'll have to stay independent, which is what Jay-Z had to do. I would argue that part of the reason that labels were probably not trying to sign Jay-Z at the time wasn't just because of his music. I would argue part of it was probably because of his age. Probably because of his age. So they had no choice to go independent or they wouldn't have made it because the labels was like, nah. But Jay-Z's first album, that was another hip-hop debut from the other video I did that was... a really good debut. Let's see what the else they got to say. We're going to wrap it up.
Later,
like
yeah.
Rick Ross, I watched Rick Ross walking around the clubs for 10 years straight trying to like...
I used to see Boston
get it right.
Me before.
You understand what I'm saying? But yeah. I'm not saying
yeah,
that.
The white
what
seven.
I'm saying is... It's too-
Let's see something. Let me look something up. How old was Rick Ross when Hustlin' came out? Let's see. He was 30. He was 30. Once again, he's not 35. That's a whole half a decade difference we talking about here, man. Rick Ross was 30. We saying the cutoff limit is probably 35. And Rick Ross, how did Rick Ross make it? Not on a major label. Not at first. He was signed with a independent label, Slip and Slide Records. once again, once you get to a certain age, man, you're going to have to, if you're going to make it, it's going to have to be independent, because record labels definitely got a cutoff age of how old you are if they're going to sign a rapper or a hip-hop artist. I guarantee, you know, they're probably not signing guys over 30. Not no major label. Not none of the big boys. But, yeah, I totally agree with Fat Joe. If you've already been established and made it, nah, there's not no age limit. You still make music. You still drop music. You still tour. Slick Rick just dropped the album. LL just dropped the album. These guys are 50-something, but they still able to tour off the album, make money off of the streams, hopefully. Merchandise, CDs if they got them, cassettes, vinyl, whatever it may be. But if you 35 and you are not making a living off of your music as of yet, it's probably over with and you probably should move on to something else. Luckily, I moved into music promotion before I hit 35. Literally, probably when I hit 30. I think age 30 is when I moved into music promotion. Once I started making money off of music marketing and advertising and promotions, I was like, nah, man, I'm done with trying to make it as a musician, you know. I'm able to, you know, use different softwares and different forms of advertisement to make a living. And I instantly made $90,000 the first year, you know, gross. So that instantly made me say, yeah, hey, I ain't trying. I'll still make music just because I can, but trying to make it at 35, nah, man. And if you're 35 or older, you're still trying to make it, make a living off of your music. I think right now you're not being realistic and you might be delusional at this point. Appreciate y'all tuning in for another react. I'm about to wrap it up. Peace, and I'm out.